T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
Welcome back. It's the drive on KFA. Jason Duda's in for Bob today. Jason Duda will be with Bob tomorrow. This is The Cradle of Love by Billy Idol. Is that from the 90s? Probably the early 80s.
Oh,
man.
No. Really? 90s.
This okay, is, good enough.
This is high school for me right here.
All right. I mean, you guys know better than
yeah.
me off the top of my head. Let's go back to the Drive Hotline. We'll talk to my great friend, Randy Griffiths. He's the baseball coach at Wichita North, also teaches journalism. Randy, how's it going?
It's going okay. How are you guys doing?
We are absolutely fantastic. You are sort of embroiled as a faculty member, a former student, former athlete at North High who wore the name Redskins on your uniforms. It looks like that name is going to be changed. I'll just open-ended it for you. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's a little awkward, I think. As you described, you know, North has been part of my life for now 23 years, and so it's ingrained in me, I guess. To hear that, you know, the name is probably going to change is a little bittersweet, but I also understand that it's probably something that needs to happen. The challenge now is finding what the mascot will be. As you know, I think everybody knows that's involved in this situation. It's not just a slam dunk thing. And oh, we changed the mascot. You know, the school is enriched in Native American culture and tradition in regards to the building, the architecture. So it's not just some easy quick fix that I think most people want it to be.
Now, I'm guessing, obviously, you've talked to faculty members and probably some students and some players and that sort of thing. What are their views on it? Is it different from the player or from the students to the faculty? Is it kind of the same across the board?
I think for the most part, it's in terms of current students and faculty, it's the same across the board. I think everybody understands that it's probably time for this, especially with the Washington Redskins being no longer. The challenge is that, and Jeff can attest to this, there is no greater alumni or group of alumni that is more passionate about their school in the state than North High School. And so you have this challenge of trying to make sure people understand that you're not trying to rid the school of its rich history or tradition. You just have to, you know, it has to be done differently a little bit now. And the name doesn't change the school. What's really hard, and I think what some people lack in understanding in this, is that, you know, with the Washington football team, they can change their stuff overnight. It's no big deal. They're a business. We're a school, and it takes money to do this. It takes time. It's not an overnight thing. You know, we have to change gymnasium floors in our school. Every single sports team has to get new uniforms. And so it's not just a quick fix, if that makes sense.
Talking with Randy Griffiths, my friend, and a North High coach and faculty member. We heard today the governor of the state of Kansas, Laura Kelly, an executive order that school will not begin before Labor Day. So that means practices and fall sports are all pushed back. So with all that going on, and the priority for maybe a board of education or a governing body in the state being on opening schools, do you think this issue will receive the attention that it deserves? Do you see this as a quick resolution? We're changing the name and then we'll move forward? Or what do you think will happen if maybe this gets put on the back burner to some extent?
You bring up a great point. I think that's part of the bigger challenge, is that we have such a huge undertaking right now of just trying to start school again. And so I don't believe this is something that needs to get lost by any stretch. I know that the Board of Education said they're going to have a special meeting on July 30th. Well, that could even change based on the announcement that we got an hour ago. It could be something as simple as, listen, we're going to change it, but it's not going to be until next school year. I think that could always happen. I think everything's on the table in regards to it, but I do think that change will happen.
What I just got to ask, I mean, obviously you're involved with the pandemic and everything that's going on. What are the chances that you think that we're actually going to get the kids back in school? Like, are we going to have them there, or is it going to be another year where teachers are going to have to do things via Zoom and the kids are going to have to work from home? What would you put as a chance that you're actually going to start and finish school with kids in class?
I think, you know, that's hard. It's so hard to say because this has been so fluid. I think if you would have asked me back in, you know, the end of May and June when our numbers were going down and everything was looking good, I would have told you, you know, 90% we're back, everything's going to be okay. And then as we get closer, our numbers have spiked again, and it's kind of got everybody worried. You know, there's not one functioning body that, you know, take Pie as an example. There's not one business that's opened up with 2,200 people in it.
Right.
And that's exactly what we're facing, is just in our student body is 2,200 students. East High is 2,400 students. You know, so the idea of, you know, me and my classroom with 30 to 35 kids for an hour and a half, it's a little daunting at this point with how things are going. So I definitely think it's going to be a fluid situation. I think, you know, the people of Wichita and Sedgwick County and the state of Kansas, I mean, we just have to do our part to kids back in school. And the only way that's going to happen is these numbers have to go down and we make it safe for everybody to be back.
Randy Griffiths, our guest, he's a baseball coach at North, also teaches journalism. Been my friend for 30 years, I think. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Sorry years, about buddy. That, man. I apologize for you.
So if and when this nickname change happens, I won't ask you to give me your best names, but what do you think North High will want represented? What is important about North? Because like you said, Native American culture is such a huge part of that school, for better or worse, that it's almost become its identity over the last, you know, 80 years or so. And you're not erasing that by any stretch of the imagination, but you could be going in a completely different direction with a mascot. So what do you think has to be addressed about North High to capture a worthy nickname and mascot?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you have to get the approval. If it has anything to do with Native American culture, whether that's an animal that's, you know, was highly involved, or, you know, ideally buffaloes would have been easy, but Southeast has already got that mascot, right? So that one can't work. You know, I've heard some people just saying maybe we're just North High School. Who says we have to have a mascot? You know, everybody
Fair
knows
enough.
Who we are and our tradition and. So I've heard that. You know, I think it's just, it's so difficult because, you know, and Jeff, you, I'm sure you saw what our beloved teacher and mentor, Mrs. Coburn, wrote on Facebook. And she captured, I think, the North High community perfectly.
Definitely.
You know, she spent her entire career there, 37 years. And it's just not this easy thing because people love their school. I mean, I remember giving tours to North High graduates that, you know, they come in, it's this elderly couple. And I'm like, you know, are you guys okay? Do you need help? And they're like, oh, we're just coming to look back at our school. And I was like, oh, when did you guys graduate? 1939.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, so do you live in town? No, we live in Arizona, but we just came to visit our school because we love it so much.
Amazing.
Like, that's the type of school we have. And so people are so, I guess I should say, you know, they're so in tune with the school. They're so involved, and it's just a hard thing to pinpoint. So, you know, I will be curious to see what suggestions are. You know, I've always been okay with it, but, you know, again, it costs money to do. So that's kind of a thing too right now. Plus with the budget crisis we're probably going to face, and there's just a lot of moving parts, but hopefully whatever is decided still pays homage to the building and what we're, the message we're trying to convey.
Very good, Randy. Excellent insight. I knew you'd have it, and we appreciate it. I'll talk with you soon,
absolutely.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, later, Randy. See ya. There goes my best friend, Randy Griffiths. And the man, he did great just now. That was really good.
It was.
Put it in great terms.
Yeah, and it's got to be tough, especially for the school. And like you said, it's a little different for a school. Like, you know, your uniforms and the money that it's going to go in to change the floors and everything that goes into it, and especially now with the pandemic and the coronavirus. I mean, North has a lot of stuff on their plate right now in order to try to figure out in a short amount of time.
You know what would be great, and I don't know if it's feasible, but I just thought of this, and I don't know why it wouldn't be feasible. Daniel Snyder is one of the richest human beings on earth. And not that he needs to go out and provide money for every team that has the name Redskins in high schools across America, but there can't be that many left. Most of them have changed it by now. There are still a few in Kansas, Liberal, North, and Little River. What if he helped facilitate some of that? He's a billionaire.
Well, it'd be nice, but I can't see him doing it.
I don't know. I can't either. And that was,
he doesn't even know when it's New Year's or Thanksgiving, for crying out loud. So how, you know, like.
That's true.
Come on. I mean, would it be great? Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be nice.
Could a lot of these schools use that? Absolutely.
That would be
will
great goodwill for the organization, FedEx, who's the namesake of the stadium in Washington. Who knows? Some corporate money potentially being used to change some of these names and get the logistics figured out. That's just me thinking out loud. I have no idea if that would work. We'll take a break. We got Anthony Capra, maybe Rob Kuser when we return. So a little cliffhanger for you. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.